Hey everyone, welcome to the Transformation Blueprint. I'm your host, Mohammed Faraj, and today we'll be talking about acting on your goals, acting on your dreams, on your values. I mean, a lot of people, they suffer from this issue where they don't act. They don't take the small baby steps towards their dreams, towards their goals, towards their transformation. They just overthinking it, and they get controlled by their doubts, and they just don't believe on themselves, and they lose their confidence instead of they create a confidence for themselves based on the previous challenges or the previous winnings in their past. So, I mean, a lot of people, they have the same issue. They have the same problem. They don't act. Even like when you tell them, why don't you take a small steps? Like if you, for example, if you write, if you want to publish a book or create a book, just write the first page. Just write the first page. You don't need to think about the whole project at once. You don't need to expand this project where it makes you feel like, oh my God, creating or publishing a book is like impossible for me. It's a very huge project that will take so much time, so much energy, so much effort, and I need to research, I need to ask people and collect information and data from many sources on internet or from other publishers or authors. So they think about the huge project. They see it like it's very big and it's almost impossible. That's why they end up giving up. And they give up in every step of the way. They give up for all their dreams, all their goals, just because of their weak belief on themselves. They don't take actions. They don't take the small baby steps that will lead them to the biggest goal, to the biggest dream in their life. I mean, none of the successful people in the world who just accomplished a big project in just overnight or in a week or 1 month. I mean, I totally agree with you. It's a journey that will take time, energy, effort. I understand that, but it's worth it, my friend. It's worth it. You will be very grateful and thankful that you did take those baby steps and you didn't give up. You didn't feel disappointed during the journey. So what I want you to do is just take the small steps. Just act. Just do something. Do not think about the whole project at once. Just split the project into small manageable projects or problems that you could solve every day, every week, by building some habits around this project, about this small step, by changing your behavior, by changing your mindset, changing your thinking, building new habits. And take a new steps that will lead you to this project. I mean, even if it takes time, just putting a small effort, a small work, a hard work every week, I promise you will lead you to a big successful life that you always dreamed about, that you always wished about. So that's why I really recommend you to take the small steps that will make your dreams come true, because none of the people who achieved a very big success in their life, none of them had an easy experience. None of them woke up in the morning and their dreams were come true. They took the small steps. They started very easy. They knew that those small steps weren't that big of a deal. They weren't that big progress. But even though they had their belief on themselves, they had their confidence, they knew that unless they take those small steps, their dreams, their goals, their success will never happen because they didn't act, because they didn't perform, because they didn't move their body, their health. They didn't take any steps. So that's why they knew that, okay, I'm going to take those small steps and we'll see where it will go. That's why you need to believe on yourself. You need to believe that every project starts with a small steps. I mean, just like Steve Jobs says, you can move mountains with a small steps, with perseverance. It's not impossible, my friend. Nothing is impossible in life. You can make your dreams come true. You can achieve your goals. Just act. Please, just act. Take actions. Start from today. If you're dreaming or thinking about creating your own business, or if you want to finish any college degree or university, or if you want to build a big project that will serve you and that will serve people, that will solve people's problem, please start from today. Before you get to sleep, write the date on the paper, write the time, write your decision, and tell yourself, okay, I wrote it down on a paper, and this is the first day that I started taking actions towards my goals. Because after 1 year or 2 years, you will be very thankful. You will be very happy for this day that you took that actions. Because that day, the date that you wrote on the paper, determined or will determine your success, your achievements, your dreams. I mean, we are all human beings. We go through doubts. We go through bad experiences. We go through disappointments. We go through failures. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't act. We shouldn't test. We shouldn't do any experiment. That doesn't mean we shouldn't fail. We are gonna fail. No one has started or achieved any goal and didn't experience any failures, because failures are the important steps that will enable us to achieve our goals, to learn from these failures, from these mistakes. Then we won't be repeating them. Unless we test, unless we take actions, unless we perform those steps, we don't know what is going to happen. We don't know if we're going to fail or not. But failures doesn't mean you can't take or continue taking your actions consistently. Failures are just lessons that you will learn that will lead you to achieve your success in life. Because, for example, I used to bike, I used to do running, I used to every time sit with myself, I was thinking like, I want to create my happiness, I want to create my future, I want to be a very successful entrepreneur, I want to create my own business, I want to have some money so I can enjoy my life. But I was watching and listening to other YouTubers or podcasters. I was listening and watching to them. I was thinking and wondering. I said, how come those people are successful? How come they make progress? How did they create their channels, their businesses, their courses? How did they do that? Like, I was wondering, why can't I do the same thing? Why can't I take the small actions? I mean, we all know the first steps of the project won't seem perfect, won't look good, won't seem very relevant or interesting to see. But it's all about those first actions, my friend. It's all about those small baby steps. that will make your project completed or successful. So that's why a lot of people feel stagnate or stuck in their life, and they feel miserable, and they look at other successful people, like on podcasts or on YouTube or TikTok or any other platform. They look at those people and they wonder, they say, oh my God, I wish like I would have been like them. I wish I would have been as successful as them. I wish I could created my business as they created theirs. So those people feel stuck. They feel disappointing because they don't act. They don't take steps. They don't take risks. They don't put the time, the energy, the effort on their goals, on their dreams. So that's why they end up just pondering and watching and just feeling miserable in their life. And I don't want you to be the same, my friends. If you want to create any goal or project or achieve any goal in your life, just go search on it. Do some researching. Go on Google and just ask, or on ChatGPT. Read books about the topic, about the same topic or the same project that you're working on. Take the small steps. Build good habits around your project. Change your behavior. Invest your time, your energy, your positive thinking on the project. Put a laser focus on your project where when you wake up early in the morning, you think about your project. Before you get to sleep, when you lay down on the bed, you visualize you're taking the steps. You visualize you're working on your business, on your project. You visualize you have achieved success after like a while, or 1 year or 2 years. You imagine, you visualize, you feel the sense of achieving it, the sense of the hard obstacles that you're facing, and you're overcoming them. So it's very important that we need to be aware that unless we take those steps, we cannot make any dreams come true, because dreams are only dreams without a hard work, my friends. I used to be someone who was feeling stuck in life, miserable. I couldn't take any actions. I always wanted to create my YouTube channel. I wanted to create my own business. I wanted to create my podcast. I wasn't acting. I was just watching and listening and just seeing people. They achieve so much success in their life, but I wasn't doing it. I had less belief on myself. I wasn't that confident. I was thinking like, what if I fail? What if I take those steps and start a project and I don't succeed? But then I realized that, oh my God, all those beliefs, all those negative thoughts, all those doubts, they're just temporary. They were just hanging out in my body and they were keeping me feel stuck. That's why I wasn't acting. But then I made the decision. I said, from now on, I'm gonna make a big decision for my life. I'm gonna achieve that change, that achievement or transformation in my life. And then I will start my own business, my projects. I will work on them. I will put all my time, energy on these projects. And I will never let any negative thoughts or doubts or anyone tell me that I can't do it. Yes, I said, I can do it, and I'm gonna go for it. And I will not let not taking actions stop me or make me feel miserable. Then later, I would watch other people. They're succeeding in their life. They're happy in their life. They're enjoying their life with their families, with their friends, with their relatives. And I really, really don't want to be like them. I want to be like the successful people. I want to take actions, take risks, put money, time, energy, effort on my projects so I can be very happy in the long term and I won't be ending up being miserable, disappointing, regretting for not taking actions, for not acting on my goals, more on my dreams. I mean, currently, we live in a world where we are exposed to many resources, many free content on internet. I mean, if you go on internet, you can find like millions of resources, free informations, free courses, free tutorials. I mean, we live in a time where you have absolutely not an excuse to not perform, to not act on your actions. I mean, you got all kinds of resources that will help you, that will assist you, that will teach you how to create your projects, how to start your business, how to achieve your goals. I mean, it's unlimited. So don't make excuses and don't let those doubts, those negative thoughts stop you or convince you that you're gonna fail or you can't take actions or all that. Just throw them away and go for it, my friend. I swear God, someday you will be very grateful and happy because you took those steps that led you to achieve a bigger goals in your life. Because what is the meaning of life if we are not acting on our goals, on our dreams, if we are not living that happy life, that life we always seek to live? We don't want to be feeling miserable. We don't want to feel stuck with our bad habits, bad behavior. We don't want to do that. We seek to have a better life, an easy life, a life that will add it a meaning, that will make us feel proud of what we have done or the steps that we took. So that's why from now on, from today, please take those steps, take those actions. If you need help, I'm with you. I'm gonna support you. I'm gonna stand for you. I will not let you alone. I will be with you every step of the process. Please contact me. Send me any message. I will help you. I will hold you accountable. And if you need any tips, any help, just reach out to me. But please don't let your thoughts, your doubts, or people telling you that you can't succeed in this project, you can't do that. Please take those actions, act on your dreams, and one day you will thank me that you listened to this episode and you will see how your dreams will come true. Thank you so much for watching and listening this episode. I'm looking forward to publish more episodes to make a big transformation or change in your life that where you are feeling grateful, happy, thankful for your life. And I promise you, I will help you out and added values into your life by publishing more episodes in this podcast. Thank you so much again for watching and listening, and looking forward to see you in the next episode. Bye, everyone.